So this is an interesting text. Interesting chapter, an interesting text. Now you find that sometimes the author of the Vedic literature, you will find this also in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he uses allegories to be able to give an insight about something that is pretty obvious, but it gives a deeper insight. And so here, Lord Chaitanya, who is the preacher here, the speaker, he is attributing himself to be a gardener. He's saying he is a gardener. And a gardener, what does a gardener do? He goes to the field, plow the field, sows the crops, takes care of the crops, waters them. And when the crop is growing, the gardener is watchful of weeds. And in some places, the gardener is also watchful of animals that could come into the garden and destroy the garden. And of course, even in some places, you find that the gardener is again worried about insects. And that's why we find inorganic foods these days. So there are many challenges that the gardener faces. So Lord Chaitanya, in earlier text, he's mentioned, he's alone. How can he do this? It's not possible for him to do it alone. If someone wants a farm to be able to feed a whole community, then basically he needs support. He needs helping hand. And even someone is so expert at doing something, he can't do it all alone. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya, in text 36, he mentions specifically, he gives an order. You know, sometimes, you know, we take advantage of, you know, the Adi Lila chapter 9, text 41. Bharata bhumite hayala manasa janma yara. Janma. Sataka karikara. Kar. Para. Upaka. Oh, those who have taken birth in India. This is your duty. You have to distribute this knowledge. Make your lives auspicious. And distribute this knowledge to the whole world. Make the whole world auspicious. But before Lord Chaitanya made that statement, in text 36 of this same chapter, he gave an order who the whole universe, inhabitants of the whole of this universe. It's not a suggestion. It's not something that he's pleading. He gave an order. You must take to this Krishna consciousness and distribute it. So those who are in this universe and they have not taken to Krishna consciousness either through weakness of the heart or through a deliberate attempt not to subscribe to Lord Chaitanya's mission statement, or not to subscribe, not to align with Lord Chaitanya's vision, or not to adhere to Lord Chaitanya's goals, they are simply offenders. Offenders in the scriptural sense. When you go into the criminal aspect of it, they're actually criminals, because if the prime minister of this country gives an order and someone flouts it, what will happen? He'll be apprehended. Isn't it? So Lord Chaitanya is the prime minister of the whole cosmic creation. And he's given an order that all of you, all human beings, you must take to Krishna consciousness, and not only take it to liberate yourselves, but you must distribute it. So, The world is full of deviance. Even the Supreme Personality of God that gives an order, we're not able to follow it. Not to talk of the spiritual master giving an order. So we find that before Srila Prabhupada came to the West to spread this Krishna consciousness, Bhaktivinoda had predicted this was going to happen. I remember on one occasion that Prabhupada was still living in his home as a grihastha, businessman, pharmacist. And then he went to the Gaudiya Math. And then there was this, you know, Gaudiya Math, in those days we had all these paka sannyasis, heavy duty brahmacharis, very, you know, scholarly people, scholarly devotees. So Prabhupada was at that time, so to say, just a grihastha living outside. So he went to the temple, and there was this brahmachari who was reading from one of the literatures, and he saw this prediction of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that, you know, this Krishna consciousness was spread in all nooks and crannies of the world, and even Westerners, they will come to India and participate in a Gaura Purnima, participate in a Harina. And so this devotee was a very senior brahmachari. He was doubtful. And his doubt, to the point that he was vociferous, he spoke up to say that, how is this going to happen? And Prabhupada was hearing. And so we would say Prabhupada at that time was just an ordinary grihastha living outside. These were people who were living inside. And Prabhupada jumped on him and said, if you can't do it, someone else will do it. And Prabhupada did it. So, it is very pertinent that we understand we have to take this juicy fruit. A fruit that is not juicy, no matter how ripe it is, no matter how big it is, and it's not juicy, a number of people would not like it. I mean, I remember the other, just recently, a few days back, before I left Vrindavan, so, you know, one of these boys from Delhi, he was deputed to help me, to assist me, so we went to Vrindavan together. And so he went to buy some fruits. And he bought one of the fruits he bought. It's not juicy. So I told him, I will not offer that to my deities. So, what we don't like, how will the deities like? And so the point is, this Krishna consciousness is a juicy fruit. It is described, susukam avyaya, inexhaustibly juicy. The juiciness has no limits. It keeps increasing because it is a spiritual phenomenon. So it's very dynamic and it keeps increasing. So we can't say, oh, I've taken so much of this juice and I'm contented. It's okay. No. It is not like that. So, in the Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given, you know, step-by-step description about the different stages that we will attain by adhering to the principle of bhakti by chanting Krishna's holy names. This is the very process that has catapulted so many people to the spiritual world. This simple process of chanting, apparently simple process of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. anyone can do this. But, you know, the quality of our deliberation is what really matters. Now, Prabhupada gives us basic principles that we could adhere to, follow, and attain love of God very quickly. But, you know, sometimes we become too advanced, or we stay in the movement for a number of years, and we tend to neglect even the kindergarten stage of the practice of Krishna consciousness. It is, you know, it's very simple. Something very simple, and I will mention this also in one of my talks in Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan. One of the most amazing things is that very simple exams, people fail it. Because when you read the paper, you say, oh, it's so simple. Then you rush it. When you rush it, you quickly pass your paper. In exam was supposed to be for 2 hours. In 25 minutes, you finish. It's so simple. You finish. You finish. You pass your paper. So you're gone out. You're gone for lunch. And as you are eating, you are reflecting about what you're eating. And you say, oh, I made a mistake in that. Oh, I made a mistake in that. Oh, I made a mistake in that. And you will almost kill yourself. I remember just a few days back, you know, one girl wrote me, sent me a mail, and she was saying, you know, she is doing a HSC, so she was targeting to get, high grades to us to be able to get a scholarship award. So she was mentioning, she was very depressed and indicating that, you know, she didn't do well in the exam, although the exam was simple. So she was very agitated. So simple things, Krishna consciousness looks very simple. Now, the simplicity should not be overridden. What basically happens is that Prabhupada mentions this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, because this is the medium, Prabhupada mentioned in Purport, this is the medium to be able to distribute that fruit of love of God through the distribution of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The Maha Mantra, we cannot give what we don't have. To give the Maha Mantra to someone could be as simple as A, B, C. But if we are doing it properly, that will have an effect on the person that we are inculcating the principles of chanting into. So Prabhupada gives very meticulous methodology. And one of them is that he said the Maha Mantra has 32 syllables. And these syllables have to be chanted distantly. If we rush it, just like the simple exam that the student rushed over, we may make so many mistakes. And therefore, it is important for us to go back to the beginning. In Delhi, you know, a lady came to meet me with her daughter. And then she was complaining about the husband. And then one of the things that she was mentioning was that he's been chanting for a number of years. And still there was this problem, this problem, this problem. So I said, all right, call your husband to come. So later, he brought the husband, so we met. I spoke to him. And I just explained these few simple points. He was very despondent. Just by looking at him, he was very despondent. And I explained to him this few simple practical process of chanting the Maha Mantra distantly and try to see that you chant all of the 32 syllables. Because it's very simple. Even our kirtan leaders, they do this. And even when we are chanting, it's a very, you know, they say, there's a book called Common Mistakes in English. It's a very common mistake amongst us. You say, I've been chanting for 40 years, 50 years, 30 years, 25 years, 20 years, 10 years. I still have this problem, that problem, that problem. Are we chanting properly? If this is a medium to distribute this love of God in. I mean, it's just like, instead of saying, getting the two syllables in Rama, we say Ram. For a very elevated person, that might sound okay. But as practitioners, people who are to practice as sadhakas, what Prabhupada mentioned is that the 32 syllables should be chanted and we should hear all of it. And as simple as it seems to be, what we are doing, listen, Elias, it is not simple. Because japa, for instance, there are several things we are doing in the japa. We're using our hands as texture. We're using our vocal cavity, mouth, voice. We're using our ears. We're using our brain to concentrate. 4 things, if not more. Now, if you have to do more than 2 things at the same time, in management studies, that is called ambidexterity. For you to do 4 things at the same time. So the pure devotees, they are expert in this process. In other words, they are superlatively ambidextrous. And therefore, the fruit is ripe. We have to relish it. We have to eat it. And everything has been given to us. And therefore, it is very important for us to bear in mind that we have to help Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread this mission. We have to help Srila Prabhupada to spread this mission. And just like Lord Chaitanya mentioned in text 36, he said, everyone, it is not just exclusively for some few people who are living in the ashram. It's not just for few people who are brahmacharis. It's not just for few sannyasis or some few gurus. Lord Chaitanya said, everybody must take it and everybody must distribute it. So we have to devise ways of how we can do this. And then we are rest assured we are executing the order of Lord Chaitanya. He said, I order. I just read that text. You read it? You pass through that text, but I just read. Let's just share that so that the reiteration should make some meaning. Text 36, chapter 9, Adilila. It says, Atewa ami agya dilum sabakari. Yahan yahan, yahan tahan. The same words he used there. In today's text, Yahan Tahan, Prima Fala, Deha Yari Tare. Therefore, I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. So, it's meant for everyone. Especially for those who have taken initiation, we know that this is a commitment. Look, Krishna blessed Prabhupada. He gave the whole of this mansion, this whole of this estate to Prabhupada. And the devotees who are suffering with Prabhupada, you should meet them and find out from them what type of challenges, the difficulties they pass through. So to get something could be very difficult. To maintain it could be pretty easy. First, you have to have a car. If you have to walk and accumulate so much money to get a limousine. At least if you have the money to buy a limousine, you have some reserve also to maintain it. So Krishna has given us everything. Prabhupada has given us everything. We just have to properly maintain it. But maintenance itself is not enough. We should be innovative also. We should expand. If someone comes to give you money, £1 billion, and you go and you dig part of your house and then just put it in, you don't use the money. At least if you're not going to invest the money, you should put it in the bank where you have, a fixed deposit. It will yield some profit. But if you just go dig part of your house, part of your room, and then you hide the money there, you seal it up, the person will not be happy. And so, in a similar way, Prabhupada has given us all of these facilities to be able to use to spread Krishna consciousness. And Lord Chaitanya has given an order. We should reflect on this order. I think of ways how we can help to facilitate the fulfillment of Lord Chaitanya's mission statement, his goals and his vision. And that just makes sense, and our lives are rest assured to be perfect. First, we should perfect our chanting, and then we will have that emotional courage to be able to deliver the goal to others, to distribute it to others. Hare Krishna. Are there some comments or some questions or some challenges? Yes.